Gentlemen, first of all, thank you for coming here. I'm Richard Gebhardt, the president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and the vice chairman of the Oklahoma Beef Council. And I guess, Mr. Secretary, this is to you, and I'd like your comments on, first of all, I'll just tell you where my agenda is. I think the upcoming dietary guidelines that are probably going to come out, I know they're not final. That process, I think, I'll use the word bankrupt without your department's leadership. I can't imagine a set of U.S., I won't use your department, and you know, it's normally called USDA guidelines. I tell you to probably remove your name from it if you could. I can't imagine those guidelines not including beef. It'd be okay if it doesn't include pork. But I don't know what you know about the situation. I'm here to offer you both the help from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I guess my question is, would you please comment about what you know about the current process? Thank you.
I am happy to comment about this. The dietary guidelines are the work of two federal agencies, the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services. Every 5 years, the dietary guidelines are rewritten, and every 5 years, the responsibility for leading the effort is reversed. 5 years ago, in 2010, USDA was in charge of the operation. Today, the Health and Human Services. The process starts with a group of quote-unquote experts who meet and over a period of a couple of years discuss a variety of issues and make a set of, quote, recommendations. Now, I'm emphasizing the word recommendations for a reason, because it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the guideline will be or should be. It is what this group believes ought to be. This is going to be a lengthy answer to your question, and it's probably more detail than you'd ever expect me to know. But I have a fellow who is, I think he invented the search engine to Google. So he's one of these guys that's like really, really, really wealthy and really smart. He ends up with diabetes. He's one of these guys that when he ends up with diabetes, he actually starts to study diabetes and all the causes of it, and he sort of throws himself into it. And he concluded from his research that the dietary guidelines were a cause of his diabetes. And he starts emailing me because he has my email address. And I mean, I probably have received at least 75 emails from this guy with studies. He says, you got to meet this author of this book who has written a book that's, Mr. Chairman, it's about that thick. And I can't remember what the title of it is, but the essence of the book is that Americans need to eat more beef and need to eat more fat, which is sort of contrary to what a lot of people think. She comes in my office. She makes the case. I've met with our team at the Dietary Guidelines, and I've indicated to them that I have some concerns and some reservations scientifically, not even as doing what my job, which is to support American agriculture, but honestly saying, what's the deal here? So I have an eye on this, and I don't control it. So at the end of the day, I don't know how successful I'd be, but I have an eye on it, and they know that I'm not particularly happy about several of the recommendations. Personal note. At the end of the State of the Union address, the president comes down, and the congressman knows, he goes down and he goes through in the well and he shakes a few hands. And I'm, because of my position in the cabinet, I'm almost always on the first row. So I almost always get my hand shaken. So this time the president stopped to talk to me and for like 5 seconds. So I get emails from all my friends and relatives. Oh, you know, what did the president say? Did he like share some state secret with you or whatever? I said, well, no, he's actually noted that I've lost some weight. And he was congratulating me on losing weight. You know how I've lost weight? I'm really focusing on. I had a good steak last night, and I had asparagus, and for lunch I had a salad, and I had today I had eggs and sausage. I mean, the point of this is, I've cut. I think there was chicken on the salad. Just to be clear about this. Yeah. I was a former mayor and a state senator, so I got it.
If I get to heaven, I'll see you there.
So I understand the concerns. Now, I would say that some people at this juncture are are potentially overreacting. I saw a press comment from someone connected with the beef industry, which was way over the top. It was sort of over the top on the other end. So I'm conscious of this. I have had meetings about this. I have indicated to the people in my shop that I have concerns about it. And I will do everything I can to make sure that the message is a scientifically accurate one, and it does understand that at the end of the day, it's moderation. You know, it's moderation in all things. It's not excluding something. It's just moderation.
And I can assure you there are a whole bunch of us in Congress who share your concerns.